first of all, Chuck, if you can relay as much as is allowed to be relayed, recapping the allegations that led to authorities being contacted.
Yeah, certainly. And I think it's important to note that this is an event that happened after the board meeting. And, you know, it was something that happened outside and very few people were around to see it. And it wasn't something that happened in the board meeting or during the board meeting. So I think the big thing to note there is that it was something that happened following the meeting.
The arrest report notes that the superintendent and three elementary school principals and an assistant elementary school principal were the victims of the allegations. Again, this happened after the board meeting, so I'd like to clear up among these five victims in the arrest report, how many of the five, if any, were actually involved in the executive session that led to these alleged crimes?
Sure. The executive session was for a level three grievance, and only the school board members, the person filing the grievance, and the superintendent were in the executive session.
So again, to point out then that the elementary school principals and the assistant principal were not in the executive session.
They were not in the executive session.
Now, could you talk about, generally speaking, what the grievance process involves?
Yeah, there are basically three levels to the grievance process, and this could be an employee grievance or a personnel grievance or basically any type of grievance. It is outlined in our board policy. I believe it is FNG local. The first level grievance is a campus level grievance. The second one is a higher level grievance, could be central office or something else if there's an intermediary. And then the third level grievance would be a grievance in front of the board. And that's basically the grievance process. We generally only have maybe one or two grievances that get to the level three grievance process or year. Sometimes not any in a school year. Most of them are remediated at level one or two.
I know the specifics cannot be talked about regarding any grievance. No matter if it involves a parent or a student or an employee or whatever the case is, but we are at the beginning of the school year, and there has been publicity about this set of circumstances. So what, if anything, is the district doing as the school year begins to deal with this issue?
Well, I just want it to be known that, and we say this all the time, safety is our very first priority. Safety of our students, safety of our staffs, safety of anyone that comes to any of our campuses or buildings. And, you know, our campuses and buildings are safe. If there is some incident that's out of the ordinary, we will continue to work with our local law enforcement to ensure the safety of our students, staff, and families.
So as it applies to this incident, then, this is on the radar of the building where the student attends, as well as district employees throughout the district?
Again, we continue to work with our local law enforcement officers to ensure the safety of our students, faculty, staff, and our families.
But again, district employees are made aware of situations as they arise?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our employees at any campuses are constantly asked to remain vigilant and look for anything out of the ordinary.
And if you can comment whether anything specific in relation to this incident, whether that's been communicated to district employees?
I don't know. I'm certain that the district employees at those campus locations are very aware of what's going on. You know, that's something that's handled at the principal and assistant principal level. So I would say with a pretty good amount of certainty that yes, they do know what's going on.
If you know, has it gone as far as the parent involved being issued criminal trespass warnings?
I do not know.
Chuck, this incident taking place, as you mentioned, after a board meeting, but it was in the context of an event that occurred during a board meeting. Since then, has there been any discussion among administrators about board meeting security that might be discussed later on by the board at large?
Yeah, I would think the school board is going to address this to determine whether they feel they need security at upcoming board meetings, probably the next time they get together in the September meeting. It is something that has been discussed a little bit in the past, but there's never been a need for security or a police officer at our board meeting. But again, I think it is something that will be discussed at the September board meeting when that agenda is being made up.
Chuck, I've only been here just a little more than 2 years. I'm wondering from an historical standpoint if the administration and or school board has had an event like this.
Not that I'm aware of. You know, we've had some public forums and whatnot in the past that, you know, we've had some passionate conversations with members of the community and spirited conversations, but, you know, everything was at all times under control, and, you know, it's never escalated to a situation, again, that I'm aware of where anyone had felt threatened.
Anything else that needs to be communicated to district patrons?
Nothing other than the fact that, again, you know, safety is this school district's very top priority. It's something that that we take very, very seriously, and something that we will continue to take seriously. And, you know, school's about to start, and we just want everyone to know that all of our campuses and buildings are absolutely as safe as they can possibly be.